We would not want to completely ignore the vehicles that enable manned exploration of the ocean. After all, there is something very special about being able to visit the ocean floor in person. In May, ALVIN, the U.S. science community's only human-occupied submersible dedicated to deep-sea research, completed a thorough overhaul and upgrade. The iconic sub was redesigned and rebuilt piece by piece here in Woods Hole. Samantha Brown of Atlantic Public Media and Living Lab's Jenny Junker got a tour of the new sub and brought back this audio postcard.
Okay, my name is Brian Durante, and we are inside of ALVIN, DSV-2 ALVIN, the brand new sphere that was built to go 6,500 meters versus 4,500 meters. And you're very lucky because not a lot of people get to come in here. This is the pilot's console. You look down at that in drive versus looking out the window. You can look out the window. The joysticks, it's like a big video game. That's an observer seat, and this is an observer seat, and they're actually benches, and they don't look it right now, but they're really comfortable, which they need to be because you're usually gone for 8-9 hours at a time. So,
where's the bathroom?
Usually they keep those bags under the floor, so you try to hold it.
My name is Bruce Strickrott. I'm ALVIN's expedition leader. I'm one of the senior pilots. I've been here 17 and a half years. This is our toy. Think about it. If you're a grown man and you went back and found your 10-year-old self and said, this is what you're going to be doing for a living, wouldn't you be stoked? I would be.
Absolutely.
But look at it. It's not, and it's a very complex machine, right? But it's also a blast. Not going to lie. I'm going to be up here working. I can tell you, we had an exciting day Saturday. We put 500 pounds of liquid mercury in the submarine, liquid metal. So we suited up. We closed the whole space. We put on environmental suits and masks and all that. And we poured it into these two spheres over here. It's real slow. It's real methodical. You don't spill any.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's quite a piece of technology that they designed here. It's a real expensive ball of titanium.
And they bring food?
They eat like the space people, like astronauts. That's, everything is, you know, compressed and freeze-dried and stuff like that. That's the emergency stuff. I guess you bring a lunch, so...
Bring
on. As long as it's not greasy, because of the it's 100% oxygen atmosphere.
How about music? Are you going to listen to some tunes?
Yes, there is. I haven't put the speakers in yet. There'll be a whole music catalog that you can pick from. And Brian's List, If I Go, Jefferson's List, Chris's List.
You got to please the pilot.
Yeah, well, you're driving, so.
When things happen, you'll see things out the window that are there for like 2 seconds, and you'll be like, holy cow, that's different. And then it'll be gone, and you'll never see it again.
Now, the chances of the sphere imploding or the windows are, I mean, I'd feel comfortable bringing my daughter down in it. So it's built very well. There's plenty of people that have worked on it in years past that don't want to go down in it. It's very claustrophobic. And you got to realize that there's no fast exit. So this is an emergency dump panel. And what this does is if something happens and you get stuck on the bottom, the sub is built to float if you take enough stuff off it. These will dump all the thrusters off. You can drop your batteries, rescue buoy, your manipulator arms, and they'll just fall off the sub and make the sub lighter and eventually will float to the top, you hope. And if something were to happen to the sub, there's enough oxygen on board for 3 people for 72 hours. So you could stay on the bottom for 3 days and before you would start running out of oxygen.
Wow.
Yeah. If you were down at 4,500 meters... and you were to experience a hole, say, in the hull, and you wouldn't even know it. You'd hear a slight noise, and then it would just be over. You wouldn't even, you'd feel no pain. You'd just be crushed instantly.
We get to the booth at, say, 3:30, we have 5.
Is this what you always wanted to do?
No, actually. I wanted to be a rock and roll drummer.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.